Listener Chet Jordan wrote, "Folks, the past several days have been a problem with the Lumberton translator with so much static that it is difficult to keep the station tuned. Have you considered asking WFSU or WUNC to take over control of this translator as a service to the folks in the Lumberton area?" I wrote back to Chet, "We understand your frustration and have begun an effort to raise money for the repairs needed for that facility. As with everything in public radio, we must depend on our listeners for support of our efforts. So far, we've gotten started, but we have a long way to go to raise the approximately $6,000 needed to bring that translator back to full power." Listener Rick wrote, "I was listening a few days ago to your station. I'm not sure which show it was, but I believe it was in the morning, and I'm pretty sure it was on Saturday the 16th, just before Car Talk with Click and Clack. The host was talking about odd music with someone, and they played a song called My Bathroom. They also played at least one other song, and I missed the name of that one. Do you archive those shows as a podcast? And if so, how can I find it?" I wrote back to Rick, "Probably what you heard was the last segment of NPR's Weekend Edition on June 16th. That story was entitled The Most Annoying Songs of Summer So Far, and I provided Rick with the link to the NPR site, which you can find at our Friday feedback section of our website, whqr.org. Listener Jim Brum wrote concerning a news story about GE Hitachi's efforts to build a nuclear reprocessing facility in Castle Hayne. Quote, "The EPA points to Castle Hayne as an environmental justice area. The California, quote, expert, unquote, said, the whole point of environmental justice is to be able to consult a community before the decision is made to impact it. But he says nothing about the four meetings and hearings the Nuclear Regulatory Commission held in Wilmington discussing this plant. How much consultation is needed? By the way, the plant, if built, will be built by Global Laser Enrichment and not by GE Hitachi." Listener Julia Steffen wrote concerning another recent story, the 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness. "Thanks to WHQR for shining the spotlight on our circles of support volunteers and neighbors. Mentors are still needed, so if you are interested in getting involved in circles of support, contact Julia Steffen at julia.steffen@uwcfa.org. The next new mentor training is Saturday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.